Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day two, the change formula. Remember the change formula? IVF equals C. Imagine vividly with feeling in order to change. But what do we mean by imagine vividly with feeling? A lot of people think about imagination and they think of artists. They think that it's merely a visual kind of picture making thing in your mind where you see things visually. I've never really been great at that. And that's not really what we're talking about. Yes, the ability to picture things visually in the mind's eye helps, but what we're really talking about is something else. Imagination isn't just visual. It could also be smell, taste, touch, and hearing. But it's even more than that. By feeling and feeling vividly with your imagination, I'm really talking about something else. I'm talking about a complete state of consciousness. So it's more than just pictures, and it's even more than just feelings. It's something bigger than that. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about by going back to how I quit smoking. I started smoking when I was 15 years old. My dad had cigarettes, and I, for whatever reason, as a kid, I would steal a couple and sneak out in the back and smoke them. They were Camel cigarettes, no filters, very strong. For some reason, I just wanted to do it, even though initially it was coughing and tasted terrible. I ended up smoking two packs a day for 8 years, Marlboros. And I was the kind of guy that if I was going to smoke one cigarette in a day, I was going to end up smoking two packs. And after about seven years or so, I reached a point where I was coughing up a lot of stuff. I was not feeling great. I would get bronchitis every year. It was clearly affecting my health. So I decided to quit. Now, at that time, I didn't know a whole lot about affirmations, but I did have an idea about imagination, that I could imagine myself quitting smoking. And so initially, I just tried to quit. I just thought, okay, there's some physical addiction, but I'll just stop. I didn't fully realize at that time that when I was quitting, even though I wasn't smoking, I still had this deep picture, this state of consciousness, this habit of being a smoker. So I was a smoker who was not smoking, and therefore I had this craving. So I had this deep, buried picture in my subconscious of being a smoker. I had done it habitually for so many years. It was just a inner picture I carried of myself. So once I realized I was dealing with this stored picture, I began making plans on changing that. I began to understand, did some reading and understood that imagination played a key and that it was my responsibility to bring in the as-if principle, that I start acting as if I were a non-smoker. Now, at that time, if I knew enough about affirmations, I would have been writing this down 15 times a day, but I didn't know enough about affirmations at the time, so I just used visualization. So here's what I did. Even though I had a cigarette in my hand, I would imagine that there was no cigarette there. If I was driving down the road smoking, I imagine not only there was no cigarette, but there's no smoke in the car, there's no ashes in the ashtray. No matter what I did, that wasn't a part of it. I pictured myself not smoking. But it was more than that. I started developing the attitudes of a non-smoker. I would think to myself, smoking, what a disgusting habit. Smoking, if you want to kiss somebody who's a smoker, it's like licking an ashtray. I began cultivating the kind of attitudes and thoughts that non-smokers had about smokers. And this is kind of what I mean about feeling, about imagining vividly a state of consciousness. It wasn't just that I was picturing it. I was feeling it. I was thinking it. I was having an attitude about it. And I even added some charged emotions about it. This is what helped me quit smoking. One day, I decided to stop. The picture had taken hold. And because I already had a stored habitual picture of being a non-smoker, I didn't have any craving. I never went back to smoking. And that's how I quit. So remember, imagine vividly with feeling to change your state of consciousness. That's the key. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.